Blackness. Keep on.
Yeah. Why not? You know.
We're here now. What is this?
Black History Month. Blackness. Keep
on. This is from the 90s. I can tell by the drums.
You don't know about this? Oh, what's wrong with you?
You know me.
Oh, you see?
I'm not even this. That bass line is hilarious. In the 90s.
91.
Super feminine bass line for sure.
Sounds of Blackness.
The Sounds of Blackness.
No, the song. This is the. It's Sounds of Blackness.
Yeah.
That's.
By who?
That's who it is.
Oh, it's just a bunch of black people?
Optimistic.
By the Sounds of Blackness?
Here, get you some. Get you some. Just get you some soul. Get you.
Sounds like church.
Two Blown Podcast. What's going on, mofos, mofets?
Woo! Woo!
We're going to teach Keaton a little bit of little black history here.
I feel like I got to...
This is the anthem, kind of, ain't it? Like, I mean...
I thought it was Lift Every Voice and Say.
Oh, that one. That's not the fun one.
I didn't know there was a fun one.
I don't know. This is one of my feel-good joints.
This is what niggas in Colorado were listening to.
Just that clean-up music.
When niggas in the South were struggling, getting struck by water hoses.
You ready? Here you go.
What's this? This sound like the 90s. Poetic Justice. Boys in the Hood.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is this? I'm trying to think. Lean on Me. Sister Act 2 and 3. This shit sound like that, nigga. What the fuck?
That's what it is.
Oh, man.
You gotta be optimistic. Keep your head to the sky.
I can't even understand what they're saying.
Keep your head to the sky.
I've done that my entire life. Walk straight up, head bumbling, almost knocking my girlfriend out with my elbows on accident.
Nah, that's not. Nope, you're taking it the wrong way.
I'm just saying.
See?
Lift every voice and that's your sing. Shit?
I don't like that one.
I had to march in Martin Luther King parades.
So?
In a racist town.
What did that mean?
They shot at me. No, they didn't.
I was like, what?
No, they didn't. They said, yay, black people or something. I don't know. I was in the parade, so.
And then you was like the city parade? Like, yeah. They just...
In different ways. Always,
was it for your school?
At some points, no. I think at some points it was for school. But when I was younger, I was in a cadet thing.
I mean, they have
like a marching thing.
They have the military. Parade. Out here.
The what?
It's the Marais.
I don't want to get shot going. That sounds...
It's the biggest... I don't know if it still is, but it was at one point the biggest, like, parade, like, march. They marched from City Park to the Capitol for Martin Luther King.
Mm.
But it's not, like, it's just the city thing. It's just what we, like... A lot of cities do that shit.
I guess,
so
I don't know.
I don't know if it was a city thing.
It was in the city, yeah.
They just was like, hey, little black boy.
I feel like that's what it was like, though.
Down the street.
Little black boy. You other little black boys. Fucking walk. March. Leo. I did cadet marching.
Cadet marching.
Yeah, when I was a kid. Never going to the military.
So like ROTC?
Yeah, but not in school. Shit?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I was a kid, like 12, 13.
That's boot camp, fool. He was in...
No, it was a weekend thing. My mom would drop me off.
They just told you it was something else.
Damn, I wasn't a bad kid.
Oh,
I didn't get caught being a bad kid.
That's what they told you.
That's crazy.
That's what they told you to get
you
right.
No, because it was at the Black Cultural Center called the Webb Center. It was at the Webb Center. And when they drop us off, we did a lot of shit at the Webb Center. They had a pool, but it never had
Who's
water
Webb?
In it.
Webb who?
Well, we can look them up.
You don't know, huh?
He had a center in Hot Springs, Arkansas. His name was on it. We called it the Webb Center.
You ain't learned about him at all?
Fuck him.
No.
You know, it's Black History, so it wasn't always February, you know, when I was at the Webb.
They ain't talk about him till February.
No, they ain't definitely talk. I don't know who that man was. I'm pretty sure he was a good dude. He made a center.
He might have. I mean, he had to do something impactful for the community of Hot Springs?
Hot Springs, Arkansas.
There's a lot of black people.
Yeah, I mean.
You answered that quickly and then you changed it real quick. Because
it's
too.
Like, because I'm thinking about it in relation to here. It's like, yeah, I'm more black people, it feels like. Because it's a bigger place here and it's less black people. So it feels like there's more black people there.
Okay.
But there's definitely more racist people there.
So it's just a lot of those two,
yeah.
Rather than out here where there's a lot of everybody,
yeah.
I've noticed that Colorado, there's like when
and
I
people
go
waving
out of town,
at you and shit, you know, people.
Does that freak you out?
No. I mean,
when you first got out here.
That was terrifying when I first got out here. People were like, how you doing? How you
doing? Everybody that comes, yeah, most people that when they come to Colorado, like, y'all real nice out here.
Just
like,
friendly.
Yeah, man. Smoke weed and kick it, man. What's there to be mad about?
I don't know, because
you get 300 days of sun, goddammit.
In Arkansas, you're riding or walking, and you get somebody looks at you. And you know that weird ass, they keep moving, but they have not broken.
Eye contact, you just, y'all just be.
So I'm just in a stare down with everybody.
No, you just acknowledge somebody, man. No, somebody just be like, what up?
No, I mean.
Just keep it pushing.
And they would just stare.
See? Nah, out here, you just say, what up, and keep it pushing, or you just keep it pushing. I don't know. It's different.
Show 300 days of sun ass.
You know, it'd be nice out here. Maybe that's what it is.
I think you guys are just sweet.
Wait.
You guys are just sweet people.
We just sweet? I don't know if that's what we want to be called. I don't know if that's what we want to go with, but.
I can't say y'all anymore. I lived here too long.
I say y'all.
Do you?
It's funny, when I went to New York, when I was doing training for my job, I was doing training out there, I kept saying that, and they'd be like, why you say y'all, what is that? And I was like, y'all
group,
you all. Y'all motherfuckers,
group the people together. You all.
Oh, Colorado country, huh? And I was like, no.
But
then I got told I talked too proper.
Damn. That's what you get for reading books and shit.
But hey, man, cats in New York, they be wild.
Yeah, it's a whole different country out there.
You know? Wasn't ready for that.
I still don't want to go.
I'm not going. I'm cool.
You good on the whole East Coast, kind of.
What up to everybody out there, but I'm cool.
Yeah, I won't be going. Won't be making the trip at all.
Yeah, I don't.
Mm-mm. No reason. The water's too salty, you know, first of all.
The water's too salty.
The water's way saltier.
That's it. Mm-hmm. So that messes up the food. That's your shit, huh?
Yeah. That messes up the food. It's just if I want to go swimming in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's salty water over there.
Do you want to go swim in the
ocean? I've been in the ocean. Yeah. I've been in the ocean before.
But do you want to...
I'm cool with it,
what beaches are in... Where
Myrtle
Beach. Where do you
swim? Where I went. In the East Coast.
Ain't that in Florida?
It's in North South Carolina.
Oh.
One of the two. We caught crabs.
Man. Which one? I don't know where the fuck I'm at.
Caught crabs.
Where is there in New York to swim at? Like,
no, I don't think you swim anywhere in New York.
I was going to say that's
not what you're saying. The whole East Coast covered that whole base. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I thought you were still talking about
maybe even in Canada. No, even in Canada. It's East
like,
Coast.
Where do you swim? Like, I ain't never heard nobody say they want to swim in New York.
I don't think you can say, you can't swim in Thames. That just don't work like that. It's heavy boot.
You going to hit them with that one?
They can't. Everybody got, the kids got Thames on.
They do be wearing Tims.
Yeah.
I used to wear Tims.
I've had one pair.
There was a phase. There was a point out here.
It was snowy.
Where we tried to.
Tim it out?
We tried to rock some Tims.
The whole crew? Yeah, Jason and Tim?
No, not, no. This was just way younger.
Oh, like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, this, man. Yeah.
That was back in like MTV.
Oh, yeah. It was too hot out here.
BT days. Like,
yeah, 300 Days of Sunny.
TRL and shit. That's when, who was it? LL was doing the one leg shit.
No, you didn't do that, did you?
Nah,
oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Skin color wouldn't allow it. Yeah,
that was weird. I wore baggy clothes, so it wouldn't. Mm-mm. It didn't.
Yeah,
work.
It didn't work. Yeah,
so it just kept dropping anyways. So nah, it didn't work. I did, however, do the. Did you guys ever do the Fox Racing?
What the fuck is that?
Like the racing gear, bike racing, like the dirt bike racing and shit.
Hell no, nobody did that. Shit. You know what I did?
Not
I did,
even gonna though. Front. You can't... Your boy went to school a couple times with a racing jersey. Race pants and gloves on, like looking like I was in, like Travis Pastrana.
But you can't drive it. No dirt bike.
Never been on a bike in my life.
Still. Nope. Like, damn. Okay. No. So, no, you could. I mean, I feel like niggas in Arkansas were just too picky and would find you, be like, no, you don't ride bikes. We know because we ride bikes. We ain't never seen you out there. So I remember walking to the homie's house, and this girl, I think her name was Buttermouth or some shit like that. They called her Buttermouth. We walked in. And she was like, what are you wearing a Billy Bong hoodie for? And I was like, my aunt sent it to me. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
This is Colorado clothes. I'm like, you don't snowboard. There's no snow here. I was like, my God, what the fuck? What did I do to you? Hello, Buttermouth. Shit. So, yeah. Buttermouth. Yeah, she had really yellow teeth.
And, oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I didn't know where it was going.
It was too kidding. Many. It was too many jokes to be flying around to be... Stepping out there in the Fox gear. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to step out right.
I mean, that was right though. I was out here stunting on motherfuckers.
Looking like a DMX.
I was over here boosting shit, selling it back.
Yeah, because the white kids were like, "We need that gear. We need it back. We keep breaking ours and shit. You got it for the low. Go get the fucking Fox gear from Knockin', nigga."
Oh, the fashion days of back then.
The 90s? Is that what y'all did in the 90s? I was a baby.
Nah, that was bad. That was, yeah, I guess. Did you ever do the crisscross?
Fuck is that?
Did you close backwards?
No, but I did meet a nigga that sold weed that did that shit, though. Constantly. His name was DQ. That nigga was cool as fuck.
You never did it, huh?
No,
I tried it once.
What?
The pants is very uncomfortable.
He wears his pants backwards.
Very, very uncomfortable situation.
It doesn't look comfortable.
Didn't make it.
You switch them?
Instantly switch that. Did a shirt a couple times. But you got to be out. You got to wear like a jersey or something. So it's seen, you know what I'm saying? So you can clearly tell, like, your shit's on backwards. Because if it's just a t-shirt, sometimes you can't really tell.
This sounds like children's ploys for attention.
What?
No, I was a baby in the 90s.
Oh,
I didn't forgot. Become a human until 2000.
Oh, yeah, man. At one point, it was Inside Out.
Mm-mm.
And then it was backwards.
So you never wore JNCO jeans?
No, fuck
hey,
that.
Yeah, handsome,
it was deep out here, though.
I bet.
They was out here deep in those.
You probably had juggalos
we
everywhere.
Used to go to the pool hall. Oh, and you see, oh,
JNCO jeans, niggas out there just dancing. Yep.
Just rattling and jingling.
Oh, man, chains and shit.
Just sounding
I couldn't
like
do the ones with chains, but the kids that had the chains, I'm scared the fuck out of me. In
the long-ass chain that Darryl
went
from.
He chain. I was like, he about to kill
us all. From their pocket to their hip, but drug on the ground. Like, oh, what are you doing with all that?
I think
about to lasso somebody?
That's about middle school for me. I had what I assume was like weird bell bottoms. That's what that was.
You wore bell bottoms?
Oh, that's what that was. JNCO jeans is bell bottoms.
Oh, you wore them?
Yeah, I wore a JNCO jeans. And I was like, why they tight up here and loose down there?
Shit.
I'm telling you, ankles all cold and shit. Mine wasn't long enough.
Oh, so you had capris? You had JNCO capris?
I had JNCO capris. Wasn't doing good. I never bought the right size.
Just ankles all out, huh?
Yeah.
Just catching all the air.
Yeah, very confused why all the black kids making fun of me. I get it now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
We went baggy, but not like that. That was just too much.
It was like bell bottoms, bro.
That was way too far.
Bell bottoms.
Oh, man. You didn't ever do no weird fashion stuff?
No, man. Not put deodorant on?
What?
French.
Wait, what?
it was a fat black kid, you know?
You didn't wear deodorant?
Sometimes, yeah. We just walk out the house. We just woke up.
Well, I mean, being a kid, yeah, you was nasty. Like,
yeah, it was gross. Yeah.
Like, you ran out there and be like, you didn't brush your teeth, did you? Well, you know what I'm saying? But, like, this was like a constant thing. Like
circulation, yeah.
So you was just a stank booty little boy out there, huh? You was just that kid.
Like, yeah, they wouldn't need him on the field.
They was like, nah, keep him off the field.
Nah, I could clear it. They don't know they could clear that whole thing out. I don't know where I've been on the field, though. 6'1", I feel like I've been too tall to do anything. Besides be like a person blocking a goddamn quarterback. Getting run over by dudes.
Yeah, you'd have been on the line.
Fuck my life, that sounds terrible.
Probably.
Oh,
what's wrong with that?
I don't know. I don't want to do it. That's the thing that's wrong with it, for sure.
Wow.
If I can do anything, can I run and catch the ball? At the very least, he's not doing much.
But you got to be fast.
I can do that.
You can do
it. I can get up at speed.
Oh, shit. What you smoking on? We forgot to go over that, huh?
Oh, yeah. This is we do smoke. Fruity Pebbles.
Hey.
I almost said it wrong. I almost said Juicy Fruit. I did that earlier. But it's Fruity Pebbles, huh?
Yep. That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get that from?
Shit, I don't know. Where
somewhere?
No, when I came back from Arkansas, we flew into the blizzard or the snowstorm.
Oh.
And so no place was open. Oh, it was Emerald Fields.
Oh.
That's where it was. Yep.
I've been there.
Mm-hmm. It was cool. It was cool. They had like 120.
The homie works there.
I thought I was going to run into him.
Oh, you didn't? That sucks.
Yeah,
shout out to the homie Stefan.
Stefan Wolf.
Did he steal Stefan Wolf?
I don't know, but now that I know like older music, I get that name now. I didn't as a kid when I first met you guys. I had no idea. What is a Stefan Wolf? Oh, man. Old school ass nigga. But yeah, he wouldn't end up. That shit was cool.
That's what's up.
Yep.
So I'm smoking on. You ever had that just where it's whatever's on the tray?
Mm-mm.
So it's just a combination of all the leftovers on the tray.
So
I believe it's like White Widow and Redheaded Stranger. So white redheaded stranger widow.
You're smoking that crack. You know what I'm
saying? We just go combine all that shit.
Oh, man. Smoking on the cracker pack.
It's all the same. It don't matter.
Yeah, man.
It's really all the same.
I think it is. It's all, I mean, it's all a ploy.
You think so?
It's all a tactic, yeah. It's how you sell shit. They don't sell us cookies. They sell us Oreos.
You know, wait, what?
They don't sell us just cookies. All the places, all the shit don't say cookies. They're Oreos, Chips Ahoy. They're selling us names and shit.
Oh, I get, yeah. I get what you're saying.
It's all cookie.
The branding. Yeah. It's all about branding.
What that shit look like, so.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's what's up.
Even the percentages, I think.
So how was Arkansas?
It was cool. It was weird.
Cool.
Yeah.
Arkansas.
Yeah. Lots of humidity. Lots of, I don't know.
Did you do anything fun out there? I don't know what's fun out there.
We went to go try to find a gravity hill. That shit didn't work.
What?
A gravity hill. It's like a, it's a hill that you, when you put it in neutral, put your car in park. I mean, yeah, you turn your car off, put it in neutral, your car rolls uphill.
Hmm?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All that. But it's kind of, it's an optical illusion.
What in the fuck was that?
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't follow?
Nah, I never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be going up the hill, and then you just turn your shit off?
And you roll up the hill.
And then it just...
But it's an optical illusion. You're still going downhill. It just looks like you're rolling uphill. Mm-hmm.
I know. Wait, so...
Your brain sucks. It's almost... You think you're a smart human until you realize, like, nigga. Yeah. Your brain be so confused sometimes. It'd be like, nigga, we going uphill. We going
Oh.
So, yeah. Your brain is stupid. I'm sorry.
Nah, man, that don't sound fun at all.
That sounds exactly like that's the first thing we tried to do.
That's the shit. Mm-hmm. That's the shit to do out there.
That's what we did the first
thing. I ain't got like bowling alleys or nothing.
Yeah,
like,
there's
nothing
one
simple. Like,
I don't think I want to bowl there. It's
pretend to roll up hills and shit.
Nah, when you look around and you start seeing people wearing dirt actively daily, you don't really want to.
Like as an accessory?
Yeah, it's like just dirt out there on your shoes and shit. Yeah. So no, a lot of dark roads.
So you don't like it's not like city. It's not like
we should just take a trip down to the podcast one day. Come on, man.
Nope.
We just stay for a day. We don't have to stay the whole time. You can meet like two people I know. You'll meet one guy that you'll get along with, and another guy that'll creep you the fuck out. You sure? No.
You hear it?
I want you to get stared at a little bit. What the fuck is that?
That's what they're gonna look at me like.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, somebody's gonna walk up to you and probably be like, "So what are you?"
See, yay. Hell no, no. Weird.
Yeah. So tell me, what are you? I just want to know what your daddy was.
it really be like that,
nigga.
For real?
This lady, we pulled up in Walmart. This bitch was like, "Is your car is that a hybrid?" I said, "No, that's a gas." She said, "I couldn't hear it." I said, "Oh shit, you can't hear." That's, ma'am, you're going deaf.
She couldn't hear your car.
Yeah, we just backed in, right? And she said, "Oh, the kid didn't hear it." And the kids are retarded. You see these motherfuckers just sucking on the fingers and shit. They ain't all there. You know what I'm saying? So the mama was like, "They couldn't hear your car. I couldn't hear it either." And I was like, kind of like, we turned it off though. Like, by that point, we had made it out.
Wow.
Yeah. So people will just talk to you. Why do you think I'm able to just spout out crazy shit to people when I see them? When I want to.
I mean, that's cool and all a little bit, but like.
Southern, what is it? Southern hospitality?
Is that hospitable?
No, not for a long time.
I don't know. That's some weirdo shit. Yeah. I mean, we just say what's up out here and just cool.
Right in your business. What I you guess, doing? Who's your mama?
I guess that's the difference. We just don't give a fuck out here.
Yeah, there's no fucks here given. We're trying to figure out who you are, how'd you get in town. Is. Yeah.
Are you a cool people? As long as you cool people, we cool people. We'll get to that later.
Bro, if you went to town with me and they'd be like, yeah, Keaton brought this other nigga with him. Like that, you would be a part of the town. They're like, oh my god.
Oh, I'm like the headline.
They'd be like
news.
Call, yeah.
Oh shit. Like, fucking just be standing in your yard looking in the window.
Like, there's only one place we can go safely to smoke weed to feel comfortable in a normal place.
Oh shit.
Welcome home.
Oh, it's still it's legal.
No, it's recreational. Just don't still feel comfortable.
Nope, I get that.
Yeah, the cops are all bald with mustaches and stuff, so.
Just gives them another reason.
Yeah, dead giveaway. I don't want to get beat. You get the fuck beat out of you out there. You don't just go to jail. You get the shit beat out of you.
So. What's what's the fun, like, is there a mall?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
I feel weird asking questions because now I'm like.
Nah, you really want to know. I'm going to give you it to you, bro. I'd burn that motherfucker down if I was there.
The mall?
The mall. It's like as big as the block. Like, not even as big as the block. The Weyong. We in the neighborhood.
So it's a shopping center.
It's the shittiest mall I've ever seen. It's still inside. And also, mall, you go inside, you walk through some doors. Sears is gone. You know, so they got 15 stores.
That's the shopping center.
Maybe less than that. They got FYE. You ever heard of that shit? You remember that shit?
Yeah.
They got FYE.
Still got one out here. I think so.
How? What they selling? I think. What they selling? They selling CDs?
CDs and shit? Yeah. Yeah, they still got CDs and shit. They got CDs. They got vinyls.
Best bet has
DVDs
some vinyls.
DVDs and shit still.
They got discs.
Blu-rays, yeah,
discs.
Man.
Ain't no reason to have that shit in
they
there.
Still got them out here. If you go to the mall.
I'm a pirate.
Go to, like,
tonight.
Colorado Mills.
I'm not going they to got, FYE for nothing. I'm going to get in there. A t-shirt,
still
nigga.
Still super
good.
Cheap ass fucking, like,
no.
Accessories okay. And shit. Yeah.
They got JCPenney.
A JCPenney? Wait, yeah. We still got a couple of those. I think we got a couple of those popping off.
Claire's. Get your ears pierced in there.
The little booth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Journeys, Route 21, the shoe store.
The route.
Route. I don't know what. I don't know how to say it. I think it's Route 21.
Oh shit!
It's not. It's Route 21. So yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay. So y'all got a mall. That's what's mm-hmm. up. So I mean, do y'all kick it at the mall? Is that the spot?
Not, as a kid, yeah. Children, there's nothing to do.
Okay.
What you want?
It's as dark an adult, ice. What's there to do now?
Shit. Like, drink. If you go to the gas station, I promise you, you're going to see like more like, you're going to see more beer in the drink section than drink.
Than like,
than like.
Waters and everything else.
You got beer, soda, water.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, you can get your hair cut in the mall. You can get a burger. Some soups and sandwiches.
A burger. So they got a food court? I mean.
Yeah, they had a food court. They had
good.
A, that's where I first had Chick-fil-A.
What's there like? Y'all got like a specialty spot?
The lake?
No, like a food place. Like.
Oh, at the place. I like Taco Pronto. But it is.
What is it like? Ain't like Chipotle or something? One of them like.
Are you talking
Colorado,
about.
Like.
No, you think we got like chains that popped out of Arkansas and went anywhere, nigga?
It ain't even got to go anywhere, but y'all ain't got like.
Bruh. No. Right, there was three restaurants I wanted to try while I was down. I had one because my stomach was hurting from that. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it like, y'all got like barbecue and shit?
Yeah, it's barbecues down there. You know, them niggas barbecuing down there. Big ass chicken back eating ass. I used to work at a barbecue place. Yeah, I used to work at a barbecue place.
Oh, okay.
But the homie pissed in the vat, so I can't ever.
What?
Yeah.
Nope. See?
See, yeah.
That's what y'all do for fun?
That's what he did for fun.
Y'all do shit like
don't
that
put that
out
all
there.
On us.
I'm just
yes,
asking.
It is a little rough. It's a little rough.
I mean.
I was going over what we did as a kid with the homie's girlfriend. And
y'all have sports teams?
What you talking about? The Razorbacks.
But they don't play. Like,
no, that's it.
I don't know. So I'm from here.
Yeah.
Like, we got sports teams. Like,
no.
We got, you
no.
know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. We got a variety of sports teams.
No. Razorbacks. Hog Wild.
Where's that?
Woo, pig silly. Whatever the noise is doing. The wave.
Was that the pig squeal?
I don't know. Yeah,
was
I was trying. I tried to get it out. I'm not a normal size pig. I'm a,
I'm one
a
hog.
I got my hog out here, nigga. I got the tusks
gonna,
and the beard and shit.
All right.
Yeah. Ah, nigga.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Yeah.
That was funny. Oh, man. Keaton, we just going to make a CD of animal sound effects. Keaton's animal sound effects. We just going to get a bunch of cards of animal names. And I'm just gonna, just...
We going to set a CD of FYI, my nigga. FYI, what the fuck we going to set a CD? We going to upload that shit. Ain't making no CDs in this motherfucker.
We can make it. Yeah, we going to put it in FYE. You know, buy it in Arkansas. You know what I'm saying?
You could have easily said,
you'd
yeah, we'll
just hometown, upload it. You'd be a hometown star.
Nah, man, I don't think I want them to know me.
Do they got internet? You make it sound like they ain't got.
Hey,
like,
I'm going to tell you about the internet. It's slower than ours.
Like. Mm-hmm. Like a lot,
mm-hmm. Like we can get 200 megs, and they can get 20. Niggas struggling.
So
now.
They ain't like online.
I think it's like 50,
can
maybe
you,
up to
can
100.
Can you get online though?
Yeah, you can get like, online. You could. It's not like the backpack was. These people think they live in a city. Like you go.
But
down,
it's not a city.
Fuck like, no, it's not.
Okay.
These people think they like. Oh, I live in this is a city. And like no, because everywhere else is fucking the woods.
See,
like,
I just
you see a building like race the race. Just a racetrack there. You like if they're for fun. Logically thinking about it, the shit I wouldn't do, but everybody else is doing, it's a racetrack down there. So people just go gamble. Like, it's like Black Hawk.
There's a racetrack out here.
But like in the middle of the city.
No, that's over by the Aurora Reservoir.
No, like right there down the street.
It's on the corner.
No, right there where the golf where that golf park is, that shit. Racetrack. And that's all people do is gamble in that city. So if there's something to do in the town, it's just go to the racetrack. Even if you're coming out of town, the niggas
dark. Racetrack's cool. Yeah, you ever go to the racetrack? Mm-mm. No?
No. I like to sell things, so I don't like to lose money.
You don't like to gamble at all?
Not at all, man. Not unless I know I'm going to win. I can cheat a little bit. Especially with money. I'm trying to cheat. There was a guarantee win, you know? That's so, why craps feels good. Don't pass. That happens all the time. Happens all the fucking time.
So you just be the, cat that just banks off their downfall?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know why you want me not to. It happens more often than not. So
we're not going to Arkansas
anytime. You don't want to go, there's man? We can go to the racetrack.
There's ever
you
can go a two-blunt tour. We are not.
Oh, don't do that to the people of Hot Springs, Arkansas. They might want to see you, man.
Do we got to go to Hot Springs?
Yeah,
do
we got to go like, straight to Hot Springs. There's no, I mean.
What's Little Rock? Little Rock. Ain't that the
I
big
don't
want
to get shot, though.
Oh.
Yeah, when we were down
there. Oh, banging in Little Rock, dude. Mm-hmm.
Man, they're still shooting people out there.
It's still like that?
We were staying in between Hot Springs.
It's still like that out there
60 rounds. Were recovered over the weekend that I stayed. Just 60 rounds. Niggas just missing everything. I'm telling you, these niggas can't shoot. It's not like they can fucking shoot. It's not like they have aim.
Oh.
Or they even try to kill each other.
So it'd be wild out there, huh? So where's the safe at? Where's in Arkansas, where's the...
The woods. And then you might want to wear some orange if it's hunting season.
Like, where's the big city, though? They got to have, like, one...
Little Rock's a big city.
It's the big city, but it's just
wild.
Hot
Springs
is
a big city, and then you have...
But you just said Hot Springs ain't really a city.
None of it's a city. None of it's a city.
So confused.
None of it's really a city. These people think they live in a city. When you get there, like, if we
like,
drove...
in comparison to here, because this is what I know. Okay. I know Colorado.
So you know the year 2022, right? Yeah. That's what you live in, the year 2022. When you go back, I mean, down to Arkansas, it's when you drive in, it feels like 1906.
I mean, like, we've been down to, like, La Junta, like, small towns in Colorado. Like that. Is it kind of like that where?
No, because it's like, I've always, have you been to, you've never been to Branson, Missouri, have you?
Who?
Branson, Missouri.
Why would I be there?
That's what I'm saying, right? So, it's.
Chiefs don't play there.
Chiefs definitely don't play there, man.
I ain't going. I ain't got no reason to be there.
Chiefs still go to Missouri.
The only thing I got in Missouri is the Chiefs full. Anything other than that, I don't need to be out there.
All right, so I'm trying to think. It would be like having.
What kind of question was that? Who? How many people can actually say yes, they've been to, Branson, Missouri?
If they're God-fearing people, they've been to Branson. They got some Jesus in them.
Is that some shit out
there?
Yeah,
some Jesus out there. That's all it is. I'm trying to think, like, where could a nigga have gone in his life? That looks.
I mean, I ain't to Colorado because I ain't been. It's like I ain't been out much. So
it's like going to the old strip from the new strip.
Okay,
that's what it's like. You live in the new strip. That's the old strip down there.
Well, the old strip's kind of dope now. Like, but you mean like the old?
Yeah, the first time I went to the old strip, and I was like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't eat in a buffet here. Johnny, let's go.
Okay.
So yeah, that's the comparison I can make.
Okay.
Because you're
so it's just.
Real.
So have you ever been to Pueblo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's kind of like that? Because.
Lots of trees, buddy. Lots of woods.
But I mean, like, in the sense of, like.
Danger?
Pueblo, there's a downtown, but it's not really, like, a downtown. It's.
No, because our downtown's kind of a downtown. It's like, when I say it's, like, the scale of it, it's, like, medium. Yeah. Right in the middle. Just enough so people can think they live in a city. There's a bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So downtown is the downtown.
Do you need a car to get around?
Mm-hmm. You can't walk in that town. People just point and stare and make fun of you.
Well, I mean, besides that, like, mm-hmm. just lengthwise, like.
No, you can walk in the town. Yes.
Like.
But I walked in the. I went.
Like, you can't walk to downtown from here. But yeah, could you?
Yes, you could walk from down. Like, you can walk. Yeah, because I walked pretty far in that town just to walk, and people pick me up. Like, what are you doing? walking. I walk now, just like taking a walk.
All right, well.
In my hometown, I thought this would be a safe idea, but these motels did look pretty sketchy.
We definitely ain't going.
So yeah, if we did a tour, we'd stop in Hot Springs after Little Rock. We'd go stop in Hot Springs, see the homie, and then dip out.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's all
good. I can handle.
You can handle that?
I can handle that.
Because when you get there, you'll be like, there's an amusement park here. And I thought you said Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
what kind of amusement park is it? Is it dope? Like,
compared to the fucking Elish Gardens, yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they got us looking bad, huh?
Yeah, that those rednecks fucking killed out there, for sure. It's not...
Is it safe, though, or does it look like
hopefully. I don't trust wooden roller coasters.
Or is it some, like...
How many people? I don't think anybody's died out there.
You know how, like, we get the little mall carnivals and shit, and they ride those rides?
Twisty roller coasters.
What's the name of it? I'm about to look that shit up.
Magic Springs. I almost forgot. Magic Springs.
Why, you know the song? That's your shit? Like,
no,
did you go there a lot when you was little?
No. I think it was... Is it Magic Swings?
Theme and water park. What?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at y'all out here. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You tried to make Arkansas sound rough.
Oh, my God, it is. I'm thinking just man enough to admit it.
I don't... That shit done froze up my computer. And fucked up shit and banned... Their fucking internet got me fucked up out here, man.
Sorry, man. It's probably the Magic Springs website. Probably hacking you. Got into your computer. It's over.
It got a stage and everything? Like, what?
I want to say I've seen failed artists perform on a stage so many times. It's pretty fun.
I mean, so it's a... I'm just scrolling through pictures and all of a sudden there's just like... blow up corn maze. like a blow up house with corn on the front. Yeah,
so yeah.
It's a blow up corn maze.
Medium. A town that has an amusement park better than
you. Oh, they got a lazy river though. That's what's up.
You getting a lazy river? You're a lazy river?
I fucks with a lazy river.
I didn't even think you swam, man.
I mean, I don't really fuck with it. Yeah, I don't like to. But
I couldn't imagine walking up and seeing you in the lazy river like happy. Like you're happy?
This is be chilling. Oh,
somebody
man.
Floating past you. Fuck, man. No,
I want to try to do that shit on the actual river, but I be.
You want to float the real river with the fishes?
I can't fuck with it, though. That's why.
The fishes is biting at your feet, man. Oh, man. I can't do it.
It ain't.
Mm-hmm. I need to be in the canoe. I'll paddle all day, but yeah. I can't get in there with the motherfucking fishes, my nigga.
I don't know what they have about. Like rafts and stuff.
I'd raft it.
You seen it where they got like the tubes and shit that mm-hmm. are like full body length and like
yeah, I ain't trying to wild river raft that shit though.
There's rivers out here.
The chill
you
one.
You just
the lazy one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. where and there'd be a whole bunch of people out there mm-hmm. and they just be having like they even had the little floats for their motherfucking drinks and shit.
I'm gonna tell you, I am taking my bow and my machete, my nigga. I'm not gonna lie about that.
Your bow and your machete. You're gonna be out there looking like a video game. Just bow across your chest. Just
trying to make new arrows. I only got 6 arrows, nigga.
Nah, man.
So I'm just telling you this was going to happen.
Okay. So Magic Springs don't look too bad, you know?
Oh, man. Live there.
It look
go,
all right.
Go to it. Live there. Do it for like 6 summers. Walk that.
Nah, I'm cool.
Take that walk, my nigga. Watch your friends do crazy
Is there
shit.
Anybody famous besides Bill Clinton? Like performers or anybody that... from Arkansas?
I mean,
this just became the Arkansas episode, huh?
Yeah, it did.
Let's talk about it.
I did just come back from it, though. That makes sense.
Craziest story. Go.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Second. third craziest story. Go.
Damn, man, those are all bad. Let me wrap my brain around something. Because I can't incriminate people because these stories are terrible.
What'd you eat out there?
Eat fried food all the time.
Just fried shit? Nothing special? Like, nothing crazy? Like, oh, we went to such and such?
I went to Taco Pronto. Taco Pronto.
Oh.
It's like it's Tex-Mex. They got some
you
crazy
said,
cheese.
You said some other shit before. I don't know what that was. Taco Pronto. Huh?
Let me see. Craziest story. Oh. Okay, so for some reason, all the homies went to another homie's house. We all just hopped in a van. I drove a van around. I should preface that. I drove a flower shop van around.
That was
most of my life. also, Billy Bob Thornton is from Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we went over to this homie's house. Dude's mom freaked out because we were like congregated all of us outside of his house, like 15 dudes just talking shit. And we got loud. His mom came out and she said, "Get the fuck out of our house." And we have a really...
Like, just to you? Or
no, the whole group. For some reason, as kids, we just took off running, right? So, like, there was a fence and, like, a clearing with, like, just brush and shit, you know? And we all had to run around it. And so as we were running around it, we noticed a friend was jumping that fence. And nobody else was. And when he jumped the fence, his foot caught the fence and his face slammed into the ground. And then I think everybody laughed. Even dude's mom laughed at him. He had a concussion. We didn't take him nowhere. We just let it ride.
Just let him walk that shit off.
Even if he was going to die, we would have been laughing the entire time. Like when I saw him hit the fucking ground, he got up. He was like, help me. I know, because he had this weird fucking voice. He was like, help me. Get me up. And... And so when he did
that shit.
I cried laughing. I fell on the ground laughing. Everybody that was riding with me laughed.
I am the worst. Just a disclaimer, if you ever get around me and you fall,
see me laugh.
I'm laughing first. I'm going to laugh and ask you, are you okay?
Yeah.
So answer me if you're okay, because if you're not okay, then I can kind of get the laugh out and then be serious. If it's bad enough,
I can't help.
But like.
We couldn't help him.
I laugh a lot at shit when I probably shouldn't.
I mean, if you would have saw this dude hit his head on the ground, because he's.
I'm that dude. Like we was.
He's
somewhere.
Not intelligent. We should all.
Where were we at? We were at a store, and the doors was closing, and the lady, the way she was holding the baby, and it, I mean the baby was like two. He was like the door, kind of nipped him, got him in the head, and we was like, ooh, and you know you had that wait for the minute for the baby to react. Everybody kind of stopped.
Is it alive?
And that motherfucker flew off. Wow! And I just. Nope. Thank God I'm wearing a mask because I am laughing.
You laughed at the baby getting his head smashed?
I'm walking through the store with tears in my eyes.
That boy is sad. That baby, his head got smashed.
I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny.
After he lived. She lived.
Like, he was all right, you know? Like, even if, like, smashed. But that first instinct for me is to laugh. I don't know. So, I don't blame you. I'd have laughed at that nigga too.
I think we all laughed a little too hard. He needed to go to the hospital.
No, I still. I'd have been laughing, but like, you need to go to the hospital.
Nigga, if I think about it the right way, if I visualize that shit again, I can start laughing right now. Thinking about that shit, it's that bad. We laughed at him so hard. The other homie,
Nah, he ain't your friend no more.
Nah, he's definitely not. But I don't know. I don't know where we sit. These are old friends. You know what I'm saying? We don't talk much, so fuck it. The other homie he had just gotten hit by a car. This girl ran him over.
Like, intentionally?
It feels intentional. I'm going to say intentional.
Like, on some...
Yeah, okay, so the nigga was...
girlfriend crazy, like Jerry
no,
Springer shit?
No, because
like...
that wasn't a girlfriend. She was playing shooting guard. She was a side bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, so she wasn't point guarding at the time. There was another girl point guarding.
Right.
And he finally fucked the point guard, and he was bragging about it to the shooting guard.
Wait, he told...
The shooting
he
guard.
Told the two about
he told the two about the one, and
he was like flossing it on her.
Yeah, he was sitting on top of her car, and then let's say she dunked on him.
she just backed that bitch up.
Nah, he was sitting on it basically saying, I just fucked the one, I just fucked the one, and she drove forward.
So he didn't really fuck with her then? Like,
no, he banged her. And
because
we used to make fun of her. And she couldn't come to my house because I didn't like dinosaurs in my house. I called her Reptar.
Oh, okay.
So,
I was like, what?
So dinosaurs can't come to my house. Only humans and shit. So he.
So if they hear this shit, they're
gonna know. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah. So
they're gonna come run up on your house.
I doubt it, man.
Hit by her.
He'll be fine. Reptar is. I don't know. She's not the same dinosaur. So I'll be fine. So basically, Reptar hit him with the. Hit him with the car. She, you know, she drove forward, smashed his head
into the windshield.
On the windshield, and he slid down under that motherfucker, and she just proceeded to drive over him because he just fucked the one. He just fucked the one. Yep.
I mean,
so that dude.
That's his fault.
That was his fault.
That's on him. That's you know.
If you gonna mess with
like.
Yeah, if you're going to mess with a dinosaur, expect to get bit.
So, well, don't fucking...
You know.
Don't sit on somebody's motherfucking car. What?
I just fucked the one. So, this dude, after living through that... Oh, you want more?
Nah, I mean...
You're out?
Go ahead.
Okay, so after he living through that traumatic experience, he He decides, let's go. We all decide there's a fight at Shoot a Nigga Park. There's a park called Shoot a Nigga Park.
That's what they call it. That's what we call it. What's the real name of the park?
Chattanooga. So we're going to see the fight at Shoot a Nigga Park, where I've experienced niggas shooting in my direction. You know what I'm saying? So we're going. There's fights breaking out between these two cliques. I think if I can get these things wrong, I probably will. Weirdest names ever. I don't even know how cliques or gangs got started in Hot Springs. It was weird. Shit. It was Tip Mob, and they just stole Dipset's name. They just said, fuck it, we're them two.
So it's Dipset versus Tip Mob?
Or some shit like that, you know, some shit. So, and one of our friends, he's a Dipset kid. So we're there to support. I'm not going to fight. Support. Support.
Support?
Support. Yeah, woo, woo. I'll pull him off of you. Don't hit me.
Wait.
Support. I wasn't about to fight. This ain't my gang. I ain't affiliated with these niggas.
So you're just kicking it at the fight as just moral everybody's support? Kicking it at the fight.
Yeah, we're just moral. There's like, lots of moral support out there. You know, fella was out there, and he had a back brace, right? He just got hit by that car.
He had this
brace on, but he's a really angry dude. He's a really ampy dude, even with a back brace on, right?
trying to go out there, very fearless. Trying to go out there stiff and shit.
So there was this dude, and you could just see him. He was really pissed. He was just pacing back and forth, mad, shirt off, punching himself in the chest, really angry, not fighting a person.
No beef with nobody, just ready for it.
Nobody was trying to fight him because he was a boxer.
So he's just that cat that's ready for it. Like, yeah. I wish a motherfucker would. And everybody's like, nobody's going to fight you.
And he was on the other team. Nobody was going to fight him. He was just over there by himself, minding his own business. The homie got knocked down, right? And dude was on top of him. And he was like, get this nigga off me. Get this nigga off me. Right? So when, like, homie was in the car and he had that back brace on. And he came out and he was like, no. No, oh, fuck. Was that me or you?
I don't know. That wasn't me.
That's going to be me. Anyway, he came out and was like, get off my cousin. Get off my cousin. In a back brace, he had a back brace on, but you couldn't really tell because he had a T-shirt over it.
He was just a weird looking dude.
Yeah,
he just walking real,
real
stiff,
weird. Dude. Yeah, and so I guess the boxer was so amped up, he was like, "Yay, this is my chance!"
Yeah.
finally put what I did into, like, you know, all this training, all this work I've done.
I mean, I'm sure he boxes.
I know he was. I mean, still though.
But he was just. He been waiting to show that off.
The homies haven't seen me box. he ran up.
Waiting to give it to somebody.
He ran up on the only kid that had just been into a wreck. Known. Everybody in town knew it. Like, he was in the paper for, like, they lied in the paper.
Hey.
Said he was surfing on the car. Kind of was. He was on danger, especially what he was doing. It's fucked a while. So he runs out there. Fuck that. Get off my cousin. The dude just walks up to him.
Drops him.
Puts his hands up and just hits him 3 times. The first one knocked him out. Boom. And then 2 more times on the way down. And he was just like, yeah. I don't think he realized that everybody just realized, like, the kid, the town, the new that just got run over by a car, just got knocked out. So there was, like, some lady, and I want to say she, like, soccer slid and caught his head before it hit the ground. Because, I mean, he was slow motion.
And he was in that shit, so he couldn't, like, fold over. Yeah. And he goes falling like a tree, huh?
Yeah, he fell, and the girl caught his head. Because he didn't need any more head damage after the car, you know? He's already a weird dude before that, so we needed to keep that brain together. So she caught his head as he was falling. They got him in the van that I was driving, and all the homies were in there. One of the homies was laughing because the van would start. He was laughing at fella first. But this nigga's like,
So you pulled up to the Shoot a Nigga Park in a flower van?
Full of niggas.
And then the stiff back cat got dropped by the boxer
immediately.
So then y'all driving down the street to the hospital.
No,
like the
car
18?
Didn't start.
Oh, you couldn't even get the car to
start? The car didn't start.
So y'all just sitting in the van?
No,
just...
I was trying to start it because we were trying to get him to somewhere.
Y'all just sitting in the van?
Because the nigga was comatose. He didn't even get up. He didn't wake up for a while.
Oh, like, he woke up. So he was out, huh?
Out. He just got out the hospital. It was really It was really soon for somebody to be like, I got this. Get off my cousin. So he was knocked out. The homie was like, this nigga Keaton car won't start. The car wouldn't start. It was and it finally started. And then he finally woke up, like, down the street. And he was like, what the fuck happened? What's going on? I said, you got knocked the fuck out. He's like, shut the fuck up, Keaton. Shut the fuck out. He just freaked out on me. I was like, dude, don't freak out on me because you got knocked out. And then we got to the house. His lip was just swollen. And I just started laughing at him. I was just like, why would you fight? Car accident happened.
So y'all didn't even go to the hospital.
No, we never went to the hospital. Once he came to,
it was cool.
Yeah.
Shook it off, walked that shit out.
Now, he probably went to the hospital. He needed to do a checkup or something. That, yeah. Because I don't know what he did after that. Oh, but he was just in the floor. In the room.
You know, you just snitched on somebody. You know, you snitched on the boxer because he can't fight. He ain't supposed to be fighting in public.
Like, I don't. We didn't say his name, and I don't even know this nigga's name. If you ask me what his name is, shirt off, angry nigga.
He gonna come knock at your door.
Hopefully he's not a bar. Hopefully he's turned to drugs.
Punching his chest with his shirt off.
He was a spindly looking dude. He was a skinny guy.
Where that motherfucker Keaton at?
He doesn't know who I am. There's no way. He can't find me. And if he gets up here, it's too cold for him. He can't breathe. He'll get up here, try to fight, can't breathe. Nigga, you said.
He's going to catch altitude sickness.
Yeah, he's going to get altitude sickness. He's going to stay up for 2 weeks if he want to catch me.
Oh, he got to be on a hunt, huh?
Yeah, he got to be on a hunt.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah.
So, that's Arkansas, huh?
Those are like the 9th and 10th worst stories.
Oh, shit.
We'll work our way to one.
You sell that shit. But that's on one of them paid sites, huh? Make niggas pay for the Arkansas stories.
Oh, shit.
That's wild.
The fucking Discord.
Jesus. Yeah. So I ain't going to Arkansas no time soon. Where's the airport at?
Is it close? It's in Little Rock. It's an hour away.
Oh, okay. So Little Rock's an hour away from Hot Springs.
The airport.
Little Rock. Hot Springs is where you grew up?
Yeah. Grew up. Hometown. So, yeah.
You got family still out there? Or just...
My dad's side of the family still out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I think there's some moms, maybe some of my mom's family's out there.
You don't know.
And I have no clue.
Just be out there.
I just know the light-skinned people are out there for sure. All my dad's side of the family is light-skinned. Except for like one aunt. She's not.
Do we want to go into that?
No, I got a white uncle too. He looks white, sounds black.
I mean.
I know. You're used to that shit. This doesn't sound like what it's supposed to.
Not surprising, but I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. He's like, you and your daddy got the good hair. Like, you were white. You got the good skin, huh? Like, you could just walk into a place and go, credit? And they go, yes, sir.
Oh, shit.
Dance and sing for you, all beat and shit. So, yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I won't be going to Arkansas anytime soon.
We're not
going to
go. It's just Little Rock on a tour on accident. We, you know, somebody books it with Little Rock.
We got to get paid for that, though.
It's not going to be much.
Then I ain't going.
I mean, you get paid exposure.
I mean, I guess we got to.
Yeah, you got to go.
We got to hit the spot.
I just shit on fucking Hot Springs for a while. Like, yeah, we're already here.
That boxer going to be at the show.
Hopefully he's a fucking crackhead. You know what I'm saying?
By then, it don't take long to turn.
Hopefully not.
He might be training. He might hear this shit, and it might put him into... like montage mode.
Yeah, so we can have a heart attack.
Just working out, doing
constantly crack,
you're
working out
with a picture of you on the punching bag.
No, it's heart attack season for him. So no, you can't do crack and work out. That's not something you can do. You shouldn't be able to do it. If it's possible, I'm terrified of it. He is the strongest crackhead alive.
Oh, he is. Wait,
I'm hoping he is. I don't know what he is. Okay. I don't know who this dude is.
Oh, you don't know him at all. I thought everybody in the city knew each other. So
I've been gone for a very long time. Yeah, you
out the hood.
Mm-hmm.
You're unfamiliar now.
Yeah, people don't recognize me anymore. Hopefully, I feel like they don't recognize me. I did expose myself. I said, hey. To this dude, and I pulled my mask down. And I was like, fuck.
Oh,
bing, 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 bing. Keaton's out there getting naked again.
It's like, oh, so we going with story number 5? Like,
no.
It's like, I exposed myself. Like, no, damn, no. Man.
You know, just, I was incognito. Didn't nobody know who I was.
Oh, fool. So I went.
I did that.
So I went on to Arkansas.com for things to do, and I left that tab. These niggas done sent me some kind of fucking. Survey.
Those guys got spam coming, nigga.
They're like, hey, what you looking at this for? Like,
do you remember you were looking at the Spa City?
That's what they call it. No, thanks, Arkansas.
The Spa City.
I'm good.
You can go get a massage and take a. Okay, so another feature of the city would be that we have a volcano under it that's active, kind of, that heats up the water naturally through lead pipes.
Wait. Wait, say that again.
So, it's a city. Hot Springs. It's named Hot Springs because there's a volcano under it that's active. It could blow in any time.
Okay.
That heats up the water that's above it. And then you get naturally heated spring water.
Right.
Through lead pipes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So if you want some clean water, go a little crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah. So
we're not staying the night if we don't have to.
Okay, yeah. Bro,
when I went back, I didn't stay the night there. I didn't sleep in Hot Springs.
Just in and out.
Just, hey, what up? How you doing? How you doing? Hey, How you doing? That's girl. Funny.
I feel you. I ain't mad at that. Mm-mm.
No, I can't stay with nobody. There's like one person I can stay with.
Oh, man. How many people, like?
The population?
Yeah.
35,000.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like?
Mm-hmm. Currently, it's like 35,693 or something like that.
Damn.
Yeah. It's a shit ton of people there. But it's like, there's three different schools, you know.
That's Hot Springs alone?
Mm-hmm. And then you got like little skirts off town. So we got Lake Hamilton. We got the Lakeside area.
And then you just got the two gangs, the Dipset.
Nah, I'm pretty sure there's more.
Oh, okay.
There's got to be. Hopefully they're not taking. This is a new generation of gangs, though.
Well, Aurora has 369,000. That was in 2019.
Wow. You said 300,000 people?
369,000.
I almost threw up a little bit.
People live in Aurora.
Jesus.
And you said how many was in?
35,000. Yeah. And the town is on a lake. Also a volcano.
Oh, so you can't swim in it? Can you, mm-hmm. like, is it like?
Yeah, you can swim in it. You get that little dirty water in your mouth, nigga.
But y'all got like hot springs, like the little.
But that's downtown. That's what the downtown area is, like the hot springs.
But like the hot springs that you can sit in, do y'all got like the.
Yeah, the little spots.
Because, you know, like up in the mountains, they got them out here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same
people
shit.
People pay to do this shit. Like,
yeah, you got to pay to do shit up there, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, ain't free. What you talking about?
Y'all can't just go sit in the lake and it just be warm. Like,
hell no. The mayor, like, give me my money. I want all this cash. It's a tourist town. Uh-huh. So downtown is like really weird, touristy. I'm back in. We're back in the 1800s almost, damn it. Yeah, I got a wax museum. Where the fuck you seen a wax museum at? In the downtown area.
There's a wax museum in Vegas.
That's Vegas is weird.
They're trying
to take that shit back. They want all their money.
Who's in it? There's a whole bunch of, you ever been to it?
No, I ain't going to no fucking wax museum. I'm paranoid. I'm taking acid and shit. I can't be going in that motherfucker. Hell no. I think I see something. I'm out that motherfucker. I'm out.
That motherfucker moved. You know.
No.
No?
No, I'm not going to the wax museum. I don't even like celebrities like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Unless I can go to a wax museum, take my machete and my bow.
For what?
So I can fuck them the wax and they can put them back together.
So you just going
to... Yeah.
You just going to cut wax and
shit? Yeah, chop Tom Cruise head off. You know what I'm saying? Real quick.
That's not cool.
Celebrity death match. I was a fan, bro.
Oh, man, that's super funny.
Yeah. Fuck, that was a long time ago, the Celebrity Deathmatch shit. I missed that shit.
Celebrity Deathmatch? Mm-hmm. That shit was dope.
Man.
All right, so yeah. So we're not going to Arkansas, hopefully. No time soon. We'll keep that at that. Shout out to everybody in Arkansas, if y'all listening.
No, not really.
Nah.
We can go back March, man.
Whoever's that boxing cat, man, holler at your boy, send your boy email. I'll set that up. We can get on with that. Triller?
Yeah.
Triller be doing all the fights. Keaton versus...
Why I gotta fight him?
Because
he's not like, goddamn, why I gotta fight everybody, man?
Because your boy, he knocked your boy out. So
that
you,
was not so
gotta,
my problem.
So
or
you
my
gotta
fault.
Defend him now.
I gotta defend this.
He was defending his cousin, and he got knocked out. So technically,
was fine. He technically, stayed his ass in the van.
You should have. You was there for support.
I did.
That's your job. Like,
before I got the guy off the cousin. I looked up. Looked up. Homie was getting knocked out.
You supposed to step in for that one. You ain't gonna fight the boxer.
Nobody, if the fighters weren't fighting the boxer, and the unaffiliated Keaton that doesn't even know he's big enough to fight the boxer goes up and gets his ass knocked out too, who's going to drive us home?
Apparently nobody, because the goddamn van wouldn't work.
See, and I got the van to work, so I played my part, role, wise.
Oh, so you was just the driver, huh? Support. You're just the getaway driver.
I want to say, hey, graduating this motion, I'm about to fight these little ass niggas. Yeah, like, what the fuck? We just going to see the fight. Ain't nothing to do in town.
Oh, shit, mm-hmm. That's funny.
Hot Springs episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Spa City.
Spa City.
The Spa City.
That's what y'all call it? The Spa City?
Yeah, Spa City. Ain't even saying that shit. You're like, nigga, this
is... That's how y'all rep y'all said? Like, Spa City?
The whole city. All 35,000 of us.
Oh, shit. Yep, I'm done. I'm done with Arkansas for the day.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about good. Yeah.
Hey!
It's the Two Blood Podcast.
This is the song you get when you leave.
Hope y'all have fun with that that adventure. What is that? That audio tour of Hot Springs, Arkansas. That now nobody wants to go to. We're going to holler at y'all later. Mofo, Mofets.
King Louis.
Naka.
Peace.